we are paying attention to work more than our life, when in fact, it should be crafting the life you want.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to another edition of Unshakable Leadership. My name is Bruce Ross, and it's my privilege to have the highly regarded David Taylor Klaus with us here today. David, a very warm welcome to you, sir. Whereabouts in the world are you?
On the east coast of the US in Atlanta, Georgia.
Brilliant. Excellent. So a little background on David. David reintroduces successful entrepreneurs and senior executives to their families. A serial entrepreneur, David is recognized for combining candor, intelligence, and humor with masterful coaching. He challenges leaders and their teams to reach their highest levels of performance in both their professional and personal lives. His best-selling new book, Mindset Mondays with DDK, 52 Ways to Rewire Your Thinking and Transform Your Life, is available on Amazon. I'm looking forward to this because mindset is crucial. Why did you, out of anything and everything that's possible to cover in leadership, why settle on mindset?
Well, two reasons. One is I wrote the book I needed to read. And as I dug deeper into mindset, there wasn't something out there that gave a chance to give readily digestible, immediately actionable content and a framework to help make the learning real and lasting. So that's why I wrote the book, why the way I wrote the book. And also, mindset for me is the most critical element to leadership, because not only does the leader's mindset impact his or her ability to lead and the way they lead, it's contagious. I've always heard the leader sets the weather. The leader's mindset is something that he imbues, or I would say emits, and becomes contagious to their team. And that's something incredibly important. Changes the way teams work.
Got it. So you may have answered this question, my first question, but what is the biggest challenge that you help leaders face in business today?
Interestingly, disengagement. Now, the stats here in North America are painfully depressing, that as of last year, as of 2019, 83% of employees in the U.S. are anywhere from somewhat to completely disengaged. Well, leaders are too. The challenge is many become disengaged with what moves them, what drives them, what excites them, what electrifies them deeply. And that starts to show up as the overcalibrated, the folks that are eating at their desks more than at home, the spousal resentment, you know, their partner hates their job more than they do, missing kids' events, distant relationships with children. All that begins to cascade into, you know, that loss of energy, even diminished performance, gap-filling behavior like stimulation seeking and overeating and substance abuse and risky behavior and incredibly expensive divorces. I mean, this is as the leaders begin to self-medicate by filling the gaps of what they're not getting because they're disengaged with what's core and important to them, that reconnecting them there is essential to their intrinsic drivers. And that's the only way to reverse all this. It makes us conscious, connected, committed, and alive again. So the problem is when they lose that internal compass that we all have as we grow up and we begin to lose through our acculturation and our early work careers.
Wow. Yeah, the departure of something as precious as our internal motivators, and we begin to feel like,
So start living the should life instead of the good life. And it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. You may be pressing a few buttons of listeners and they're going, I'm guilty as you've indicated. And they'll likely be trying to do something about it. But what are some of the biggest mistakes they're making in their attempts?
Waiting too long to address it. It's if you hear yourself saying, "No, I got this," you don't. I didn't. Look, there's a concept from the 12-step world called raising the bottom. when you stop and look at your life and take an assessment with blameless discernment, letting go of the judgment, just objectively looking at where you are and where things are going, you look forward and you realize, if I change nothing, if I keep going the way I'm going, it's just going to keep getting worse. Well, you can wait until you hit bottom, or you can make the decision that this is the bottom and you can start taking action to change things. And the biggest mistake folks make is they wait too long to fix it.
Yeah, I call that slow death. And I know what that feels like as you're aware of it, but nothing changed. Yeah, right. Okay. So what are some actionable tips? How can someone actually start to make a move and have traction?
Look, I'm a big fan of simple.
Okay.
You know, on one hand, it's incredibly important and powerful to dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before, to really, truly craft a visionary track. And I can tell you how many people try to swing for the fences and take massive action. Here's the thing that makes the difference. It's taking small, repeatable actions every single day. So here's an easy one. It's called a celebration journal or a gratitude journal. You can use either flavor. Every night, take 5 minutes right before you go to bed. 30 days. And this is what I mean. Small actions repeated daily. Do this for 30 days. You can spend 5 minutes a day. Every night, right before you go to bed, capture three things you're grateful for from the day. Now, I survived and I didn't screw up. Those don't exactly count. The idea is to frame it as something positive. But pick three things that you can celebrate or for which you are grateful from today. Now, you get extra bonus points if you share it with your spouse or significant other or with a close friend, and you get even more points if you enlist them to do it with you. But at the very least, just capture it. Keep a little book by your bed and scratch down those three things every single night. What ends up happening is, first of all, you're holding the successes, and that's what you're taking as you go to sleep. Second thing, you're carrying throughout the day, you begin to build the habit of attending to things with a different light. What are things that I can celebrate from today or be grateful for today? And capturing those things at night, you begin to see inherently and inevitably, you stop just celebrating the little surface things. You start going deeper throughout those 30 days. And 21 to 30 days, depending on whose research you believe, it takes that long to build a new habit. You eventually become quite addicted to the dopamine hit you get from that. It changes the lens through which you see your world. And we know from a quote misattributed to Carl Jung, we do not see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. As a result, when you change your lens, you change the way you experience the world. That's what this exercise is for. It's free, it's powerful, it's easy to do, and it takes very little time.
Excellent. And what are some other actionable steps that our listeners can take?
Oh, breathing. Literally taking. Marshall Goldsmith is inarguably the number one executive coach on the planet, has been rated as such for the better part of this last decade. One of the things he forces, and he uses that word, every one of the clients that work directly with him to do is two meditation exercises every single day. And whether you choose meditation where you try to clear off thoughts or where you focus on a mantra or any type, the point is 10 minutes twice a day of meditation. That stillness alone changes your connection with self and your sense of engagement. And there are some easy ways to meditate, infinite number of resources online. There's an app called Insight Timer, and it's got brilliant resources, tens of thousands of free meditations. 10 minutes twice a day will change your world. It's free, it's simple. Hook up with an accountability buddy and start adding this to your world. Now, be fair that this is something that Marshall has his clients do for the year he works with them, minimum year. Now, a year after they've worked with him, only 5% are continuing that because they go back into the pattern of saying, I'm too busy, I can't fit it in. Build the pattern. We can work on the accountability and maintaining it later.
Okay, so there's meditation and breath work. Mm-hmm. There's gratitude. What are some other, or what's another actionable tip that our listeners can take?
Okay, there's another important piece about taking learning, make it real. When you look at the books on your bookshelf, including mine, right, some of the books on there are shelfware. You buy them because you like the title. You buy them because you love the author. You buy it because you plan on reading it. And you never get around to it. Fine. Right. I got nothing to help you read more, but what I do have is a tool that will help you get more out of what you read. It's the Rewire framework I built for this book, for Mindset Mondays with DTK. And when you come to my site, and we'll talk about this in a minute of how to get it, is the Rewire framework is a step-by-step framework that helps you take the learning you've got, create the framework to take it out in your world and begin to experiment with it and make it real. Because it's true, if you don't use it, you lose it. And it's an important thing with any learning you're doing to be intentional about how you're going to apply what it is so that you get something out of it. And whether this is a new mindset shift you want to play with, if it's new critical body of information that you need to apply, you need to know for work, or whether it's something for your personal growth, it doesn't matter. This framework is designed to enable you to take that and make it real. Had I had this as I was growing my companies, oh dear God, it would have changed things for me dramatically.
Wow. So take us through that, because my next question is, do you have a free resource? And I'm picking that this is the segue that you need to be able to share some of this technology, this process.
Absolutely. Be glad to. Look, the concept Rewire is actually an acronym. I'm a word nerd, so I played it out that way. And what it stands for is reflect, experiment, write, investigate, revise, and expand. Now, the idea is this is a structured approach to integrate and reinforce new ways of thinking, being, or doing. So reflect is that chance to pause, breathe, and reflect on the experience that, for instance, the mindset that we're working with in a chapter has had for you to date or through the learning of that chapter. Now, experiment with it. And in the book, there are prompts that actually walk you through a specific set of prompts for each chapter. How do you play with that newer idea or new concept or new mindset out in your world and notice what happens with it? Now, the writing piece, Brené Brown talks about the idea that writing, how different writing is from typing on a computer. Writing, she says, is taking things from head to heart to hand to paper. We know from the neuroscience that it is a dramatically different mechanism it takes encoding and decoding, processing and reflection to actually write something down on paper. So the idea here is to write about what occurred during the experiment and capture all of it. Even put a page for journaling in every single chapter in the book. Investigate is based on what you've discovered, based on what you've captured. We give prompts for how to dig deeper and decide what you'll do more of, do less of, or do differently in the future. Revise that experiment and take it back out into your world again. Take what you've learned, reshape the experiment, revise it, put it out in the world to experiment with again. And then the most important piece is the last one, which is expand. And expand is the chance to take the learning from this experience and look at where else you can map it in your world. An essential element of coaching is looking at where do you take previous successes or learning and map it to new. That's what the expand phase is. So that you're not only taking the learning and using it for its sake, you are applying it and then looking at where else you can apply it in your world.
Fantastic. All
supported by brain science to get you to make your learning lasting, meaningful, and real.
Wow. So how to embed, how to close that knowing, doing gap and make it implementable. Absolutely. Yeah, fantastic. So where can our listeners find that?
When you go to mindsetmondayswithdtk.com, there's a small form to download the Rewire framework for free.
Fantastic.
All the information for it is there, a little write-up about what it is, and a PDF you can download to begin to use it on your own.
Fantastic. So that information, that URL will be in the show notes beneath. Now, my last question is, what is the question that I should have asked you and your answer?
Oh, I actually love this question. My favorite question is, why do I hate the term work-life balance so much? And I think that phrase is killing us. Look at it for a moment logically. Work-life balance. Whose absurd idea was it to put work first? That's got an inherent mindset in it that's poisoning us. The idea, as James Campbell Quick, a professor in Texas, talked about, wearing our 70-hour work week like a badge of honor and then trying to jam life into the cracks around it. That's a slow death.
Mm.
And it's got us over-calibrated to what's unimportant versus what's important. We are paying attention to work more than our life, when in fact, it should be crafting the life you want and then architecting your business or your career to support that life. The idea of finding some, not balance between your life and work, but a rhythm that works for you. So one idea is to play with life-work rhythm, but then again, work shouldn't get any more priority than play or family or connection or the things that truly move you. Work is just another part of life, so I hold that it should be life rhythm instead of work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a powerful shift. Yeah, life rhythm. So straight away, that gets me thinking about life in its entirety as opposed to focusing on work and succeeding in that paradigm. Yeah, fantastic. This has been fascinating. It's been educational, it's been challenging and practical. There's this whole realm of rewire, and I highly recommend our listeners go to David's website. It's Mindset Mondays with DDK.com. And pick up that Rewire download. That sounds absolutely fascinating. So, David, on behalf of myself and our listeners, I would like to say thank you. This has been extraordinary. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Most welcome. Thanks very much for checking out Flowpreneur Unshakable Leadership Podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. We'd very much appreciate that. Now, if you're actually wanting to expand your leadership capability and deepen your impact in the world, that is, be a better you, both at work and home, then I invite you to attend a live online Flowpreneur demo, where I'll be sharing pure content and there'll be nothing to buy. You can find all the details for this at peakperformancedemo.com. Repeating, peakperformancedemo, all one word, .com. Until next time, be bold.